C.S. Lewis is a great Christian author and often quoted. And in his series for children in Narnia, one of the boys says, "Girls aren't very good at keeping maps in their brains." Edmund says this, and Lucy responds, "That's because we've got something in them." From the very beginning of boys and girls, we often try to pick on one another. Sometimes because we like one another, sometimes because we're trying to show off. But I had a great teacher who once told me, "You should belong to the compliment club." And I said, "What's the compliment club?" "The compliment club is that every day you should give a few compliments to people. Say something nice to some boys and girls, men and women, to remind them of how important they are." One of the mysterious things about words, whether they're written, spoken, or printed, is how powerful they can be. And sometimes you don't see, neither by the expression on a person's face, what is going on inside of them. And we can very easily mock someone without knowing them or make a casual comment and not realize what it's doing to the person. I remember I was once in a family, and this is a kind of stark example, but it is true, it really did happen. And someone was talking about going somewhere, and then they mentioned casually, "Why don't we have her watch the house? She doesn't have a life anyway." I go, "Oh my Lord, do you realize what you just said?" And it wasn't meant to hurt, but it was so casual a comment that people sometimes undervalue you. And what happens with God is that he always values us more than we think we are. In Ukrainian, I said, when Jesus tells the parable about the prodigal son, you can just as well call it the prodigal daughter, and the son comes back and he says, "Father, I did such a bad thing. I can't be your son anymore." And in the story, the father represents God and he says, "No, you are always my son." Get rings on his fingers, sandals on his feet. "We're going to have a party because my son was lost and is now found. He was missing and he has returned to the family." We should belong to the compliment club, to give encouragement to people, to always say those nice words, because your words have power. When I was a young kid, we used to say, "Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me." Yes, they can. Words can hurt, and words can help, and words can heal, and words can change the world. So today I offer to you that one little thought. Be a member of the Compliment Club. Say something nice to someone today and every day. And that's how you keep your membership in the Compliment Club, reminding people of how great they are, because that is what God does in the gospel. He does not put us down. He lifts us up and reminds us to what greatness we have been called. It's not an easy road. That's why we need each other's help. That's why we have the church. Because we're not in it alone, neither when we celebrate, nor when we repent, nor when we try to get up again, in spite of our own history. Slava Isusu Christu!